headphones. There you go. Yeah. Yo, yo.
Have you ever been hated or discriminated against? I have. I've been protested and demonstrated against. Picket signs for my wicked rhymes. Look at the time. Sick as the mind of the motherfucking kid that's behind. All this commotion, emotions run deep as oceans exploding. Tempers flaring from parents. Blow them off to keep going. Not taking nothing from no one. Give them hell long as I'm breathing. Keep kicking ass in the morning and taking names in the evening. Leave them with the taste of sour with vinegar in their mouth. See, they can trigger me, but they'll never figure me out. Look at me now, I bet you're probably sick of me now. Ain't you, mama? I'ma make you look so ridiculous now. Sorry, mama, I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry, but tonight I'm cleaning out my closet.
One more time.
I said I'm sorry, mama, I never meant to hurt you. Never meant to make you cry, but tonight I'm cleaning out my closet. I got some skeletons in my closet, and I don't know if no one knows it. So before they throw me inside my coffin and close it, I'ma expose it. I take you back to 73, before I ever had a multi-platinum selling CDs. I was a baby, maybe I was just a couple of months. My faggot father must have had his panties up in a bunch, cause he split. I wonder if he even kissed me goodbye. No, I don't, on second thought, I just fucking wish he would die. I look at Haley, and I couldn't picture leaving her side. Even if I hated Kim, I grit my teeth and I try to make it work with her. At least for Haley's sake, I maybe make some mistakes, but I'm only human. But I'm man enough to face them today. What I did was stupid, no doubt it was dumb. But the smartest shit I did was take the bullets out of that gun, cause I'd have killed him. Said I would have shot Kim and them both. It's my life, I'd like to welcome y'all to the Eminem show. I'm sorry, mama, I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry, but tonight I'm cleaning out my closet.
One more time.
I said I'm sorry, mama, I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry, but tonight I'm cleaning out my closet. Nah, I would never diss my own mama just to get recognition. Take a second to listen, who you think this record is dissing? But put yourself in my position. Just try to envision witnessing your mama popping prescription pills in the kitchen. Bitching that someone's always going through a person shit's missing. Going through public housing systems, victim of Munchausen syndrome. My whole life I was made to believe I was sick when I wasn't till I grew up. Now I grew up, it makes you sick to your stomach, doesn't it? Wasn't it the reason you made that CD for me, ma? You could try to justify the way you treated me, ma. But guess what, you're getting older now. When it's cold, when you're lonely, and Nathan's growing up so quick, he's gonna know that you're phony. And Haley's getting so big now, you just see it, she's beautiful. But you'll never see her, she won't even be at your funeral. See, what hurts me the most is you won't admit you was wrong. Bitch, do your song, keep telling yourself that you was a mom. But how dare you try to take what you didn't help me to get. You selfish bitch, I hope you fucking burn in hell for this shit. Remember when Ronnie died and you said you wished it was me? Well, guess what? I am dead. Dead to you as can be. I'm sorry, mama, I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry. But tonight, I'm cleaning out my closet.
One more time.
I said I'm sorry, mama, I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry. But tonight, I'm cleaning out my closet.
Warning, the following podcast features views and opinions that are not representative of the collective views of the Whispers groups. Some of these views may not be suitable for children. Accordingly, the producers and hosts of the Missy AE podcast must insist that no one attempt to take anything that is being said as representative of the views of any of the Whispers groups.
Welcome back to another edition of the Missy AE Show. It has been a while since we have been here after Survivor 43 ended, but we are back with a kind of a unique podcast. Everyone will be muted except Steve and I. And depending on how I feel and what I hear, I may unmute people later in the night. So if you think, if you're on here and you think, you're not hearing me, well, no, we're not, because you're going to be muted, and then we'll go from there. Before we get started on all of our topics tonight, and I want to say these are my personal topics. Steve had nothing to do with them. None of the moderators had nothing to do with them. These are just my personal thoughts. Whether you like them and agree, whether you hate them and don't agree, that's fine. Don't matter to me. But it's just a few things come up that I feel like, you know, I want to address, and I want to say something, and, you know, maybe it'll help things. Maybe it won't. I don't know. But we'll see what happens, because I haven't done this before, but I just felt like we needed to. But before we get started, I want to send out thoughts and prayers from all of our Whispers groups, our moderators, all my Twitter followers, Instagram followers, everyone I'm involved with, to the family of Tyree Nichols in Memphis. That's my city, which tonight I'm ashamed of what happened to this kid. It's just unforgivable. It's uncalled for. But anyway, I wanted to put that out there first before we get started on the juicy stuff that people are probably going to be tuning in to hear. And I know we're going to have, some people just listening, Steve, that don't want you to see that they're listening, but they still want to be listening.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's we don't know right now if we're going to make this public or not, but I do see who's out there right now. So anybody thinks they're hiding, they got another.
Well, yeah,
coming.
But you know, I mean, it can be heard. You know, it can be heard in a number of different places. So there's probably going to be a lot of interest in this from people that don't want to actually be seen as being interested in this, if you know what I mean.
Right. And, you know, well, first off, Jim, I want to ask you, because obviously anybody who, you know, anybody who listens to the podcast and everything, apart from you calling into the Sports Whispers podcast a couple of times recently, you know, most of the Whispers fan base hasn't heard from you, unless they're, you know, posting in the groups.
Right.
Nobody has heard from you on the podcast since last year. So first off, how did the holidays go for you and the family?
Holidays were great. Some of the mods know about this. I know you know a whole lot more, because I speak to you on a daily basis about this, but I've got a friend that's been in a lot of trouble. I think all I have to do is mention the name Bobby, and most of the people in our mods group will understand who I'm talking about. There's been even more unbelievable trouble, and I've been having to deal with that. But as far as the holidays, they were great. Christopher's back down from Wisconsin, back down
Thank
in
God.
Mississippi at his mom's, so that's a good thing. You see a lot of him in Sports Whispers, and do not blame me for his language. please. I mean, he is who he is. If you were around Whispers when he played in our Whispers games, it doesn't surprise you. It doesn't shock you. You just think, hey, that's him. But the holidays were good, and New Year was good. We, you know, we went out California for New Year's to spend with her dad. Little bit of news there. I hope I don't get in trouble by saying this, because normally when it's something to do with her side of the family, I wait for her to post or say something about it. But her dad was diagnosed with colon cancer, so he's dealing with that now. And for those that remember, her mom passed away from breast cancer. So cancer runs in her family, so it's kind of scary. But we got to spend some time out there. New Year's, it was fun to go back. But I almost saw in JJ's eyes, she was ready to go back home to Arkansas. Believe that or not.
That's very hard to believe considering her recent thoughts about the weather there.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of people around here who like the weather. I mean, so she's not by herself. But, I mean, it's like I told you today, Steve, it's 60 here today, and I think Tuesday or Wednesday next week we're getting snow and sleet, so, and close to zero temperature. I mean, that's just how it is around here. That's the joke. That's the joke. If you don't like the weather, don't worry about it, because it's going to change tomorrow. So, I can handle the weather. I don't like the strong winds. I can deal with rain, snow, sleet. I just don't like tornadoes and strong winds, you know, because that tears stuff up. So
yeah, and it definitely causes a lot of chaos.
Yeah, but anyway, that's kind of how it went with us for the holidays, and now we're waiting for spring break where we can maybe get away, maybe Panama City. Then school year being over. So football season went great again. Came up point short from winning back-to-back state titles. But, I mean, it was very impressive to go as far as they did without their starting quarterback and leading tackler. I mean, because he's a two-way player. He played quarterback, played linebacker and safety on defense. And when he went down, it was like, oh, well, hell, we're done. But they kept on and almost won the dadgum thing. But just a little short. So, both the oldest girls are cheerleaders, so they had to deal with that. But, you know, I mean, sports are great. I mean, any parents out there that have young children, you don't have to push them to it, but kind of suggest sports. It teaches them so many things. Teamwork, dedication, loyalty, hard work, how to win, how to lose. It teaches them so much. It's a lot better having them in sports than out running the streets and drugs and stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely they do say that sports is definitely a unifying thing in some ways. But
it also builds character, Steve. I mean,
right.
You know from watching sports over the years, I mean, it built your character. It built mine. It builds people's character from just watching. And if you get involved in play, it really, really builds your character. I mean, it's like, it's funny because you can ask me who my favorite teacher was, and I may take a few seconds, but I know who I'd come up with. But if you ask me who my favorite coach was, I can say, well, my first favorite was him, and then second was him, and third was him, and fourth was him. That's how you grow up if you play sports.
Right. It definitely helps build character. I know everybody right now listening is probably wondering, what the hell are these guys talking about? I thought we were going to get to the nitty gritty, but you know, I figured I would kind of start off lighthearted because not going to lie, Jim, from what you told me earlier today, it could get potentially a little dark tonight.
It probably
some of the
will.
Things that, but I
it,
right before. But,
go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say it probably will for certain people, and then other people may be muted and standing up and throwing their fist in there like, yes, 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 I'm glad he said that, yes.
Yeah. Now, if you don't mind, Jim, I would like to address something before we do get started.
Okay.
Because, you know, I did listen back to the podcast that we had before we went on hiatus, and there were certain things that were said. Maybe they weren't exactly directed at me without saying my name entirely, but I do want to address. I mean, obviously, we know how the ever going. Landscape with Big Brother and Survivor has been in recent seasons, right? Where,
right?
They changed the casting, and they changed the, you know, they changed it so that it's 50% white, 50% people of color.
Right.
One of the comments that came up was the fact that race was often a huge part of the podcast. And I feel like that's kind of a little bit on me as a host, you know, hosting some of the time when you had to be off for certain Survivor podcasts, and when I hosted the Big Brother podcast this past summer. I do want to apologize to any, and not just anybody that's on the line right now, but any of our listeners on all of our affiliates. It's my job as a host to try and look at things from each and every different angle, and to basically look at every single possibility. And we know that, you know, with the whole all black alliances forming and everything, that race obviously was going to become a big issue. If
right.
I offended anybody with any comments, no matter who they were directed to, if they were directed to, you know, the cast members, if they were directed to any of our callers, any of our listeners, because I can't remember everything that I've said. You know, if I had to go back and listen to each and every one of the podcasts that we've done, I mean, it would take forever. But
yeah.
I genuinely,
the thing about that, Steve, is some of the things that have come up have caused some of us to have to go back and listen to a lot of old podcasts to see exactly what was said and what was not said. And nobody wants to have to do that.
Right. But I genuinely, if anybody was offended by any of the topics that I brought up, you know, I sincerely apologize. I guess you could say I got too into my job as a host that I wanted to look at, you know, each and every single bit of possibilities of what might happen, what might not happen. And I guess from what it sounds like, I may have offended some people with some of the words that I've put out there. So
I don't know. My thoughts on that is with how, I mean, and it's CBS. I mean, we say networks, but it's CBS. They're the ones that started rebranding their casting, and I applaud them for that. I don't have any problems with it. It was probably long overdue, but you have to understand what decisions you make, consequences come, and we foresaw a lot of them, and we were right. So my thought on all of that is, if my opinions about all of that offended anyone, I'm not sorry. That's my opinion. That's my thought. If I offended you personally, yeah, I'm sorry. I wouldn't want to do that. But, Carrie, opinions and thoughts about the shows and the gameplay and the people in the game and what's going on, I'm not sorry about those thoughts, because those are just my opinions. You either like them and agree, or you don't.
Yeah, and it's this kind of ties in a little bit to our first bullet point that we were going to bring up here, and it's the fact that, you know, this podcast, when you created it, it was supposed to be about being able to debate amongst one another, you know, being able to, share each other's thoughts instead of openly forcing, your own opinions on people and trying to get them to agree, which, I mean, let's...
Right.
I'll be perfectly honest. I am guilty of that myself. On certain occasions, I have been guilty of it. I'm not trying to hide anything there. But I think, Steve,
in fairness, a lot of people are. But I know where you're going with this. It was our first hot topic of the night. And I simply told you today, arguing instead of debating. We got out of debating and got into just arguing with each other and attacking each other. That is not what I want. I mean, debate it. It's like I tell people in our groups in whispers. You don't attack the poster. You know, you post about the topic and your thoughts about it, but you don't attack somebody else's opinion. And I think a lot of us have been guilty of that on the podcast, probably me included. And like you're saying, you're included.
Right.
It got out of just being where we would debate things back and forth to where it was like it was an argument, people shouting over each other and accusing other people of things because of what they thought. I mean, it almost got into like politics. You know how people argue about politics. They don't care what's right. They just gonna defend their side, and that's kind of how it got. And we got out of just debating topics and being respectful of each other into arguing, pointing fingers, making accusations, and thinking thoughts about each other that shouldn't have been done.
Right. And, you know, I kind of look back to how previous shows were, and then, you know, it almost seems like, Jim, that everything started to really go downhill once, and this is going to sound incredibly wrong on my part, but it just seems like everything started as soon as CBS changed their stance on casting. Once they did that, we started to see your podcast go on a decline when it came to debates. And it went down the wrong path as opposed to what your original vision was.
Right, right. And the podcasts are no different than the groups. It's the same vision. And Steve can tell you this. It's always been the same vision, a safe place for people to go and post their opinions and even get a chance to post and talk to survivors or Big Brother people. But don't disrespect the survivors or Big Brother people, and don't attack each other. And that's why Whispers got so popular, because it was so different than everyone else, because everyone else promoted, oh, we let you flame. That was the word. You can flame each other. You know, you can attack each other. And mature adults, they don't care for that. They work 8 hours at work. They come home. They love Survivor. They love Big Brother. They love sports. They want to come to our groups and check out information, because we keep all the groups updated pretty good. You don't really have to search around the internet for much information. We put it there. It's very, very user-friendly for you. And they don't like that. They don't like people coming in and doing that. And we don't like it on the podcast. And we started getting into that, Steve, and it made it very, very unfun for me to do.
Right. And, you know, it kind of spilled out to the point of where, you know, there's been questions as to whether or not, because we know how Whispers is a private community. You know, apart from being on the podcast, Whispers is a private community where, you know, it seemed like for quite a long time there was a form of trust amongst everybody, amongst those who are the prominent members of Whispers, those who normally post all the time and everything.
Yeah, the regulars.
And yeah, and I mean, that's not to say, you know, nobody, that everybody has to be told what to do. That's not my point I'm getting across here, that I'm trying to get across here. But there's been some, we'll call it speculation, as to whether or not information may be coming from Whispers to the outside.
Yeah, and that is point number two. I'm glad you're kind of leading this, Steve. I told you I would do it, but I kind of like how you're doing it. You're good at this. I guess it's good we had the production meeting. but I mean, it is private. We made that decision because that's how we wanted it, because we didn't just want any Tom, Dick, or Harry joining and starting crap. We go back to the basics. You know, we want to keep it safe, keep it fun, keep it flame-free, and you didn't have to worry about all that stuff. And if you keep it private, that kind of helps eliminate a lot of that stuff. But when the crossover starts and you're having people on the – and they're in Whispers – and you're having people on the podcast who aren't in Whispers, and they start getting to know each other, and they start
getting phone numbers exchanged. And there's nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. But when conflicts come up and someone may kind of, I mean, they may kind of dislike me, or they may dislike you, Steve. And they might want to say something to someone that's not in Whispers, that's really not even posted in Whispers, and create a whole lot of drama for nothing. For no reason at all, other than just trying to be in good with somebody else you talk to on the phone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's kind of like what I had brought up earlier about trust. And there's a certain time where you have a betrayal of trust. And, you know, there's no way to know, you know, what exactly has been shared to the outside of Whispers. We've had it happen quite a few times when there were spoilers, you know, that you had posted.
That used to drive me crazy until JJ finally sat me down and said, "What can you do about it, Jim? Can you do anything about it?" I'm like, "No." Let it go.
Yeah. It almost seems like people want to, certain things that are said in Whispers, maybe not necessarily twist them, but maybe take things that are posted in Whispers, maybe potentially alter it a little bit so that they can say that it's coming straight from them, you know, that they're seeing it with their own eyes, and then sharing it to somebody in the outside, on the outside. Like, you know, I've seen before, I've seen your spoilers pop up on the Enema of the Internet previously.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know, we know how they love to twist things.
Right.
But I guess this kind of ties in to bullet point number three here, where, you know, it's almost like people are doing it for some sort of self-recognition, you know.
I mean, and see, that's the thing I don't understand. I mean, this ties into a couple of more points that we're going to get into, but I don't understand. When there's nothing there, there is nothing there, and someone that's not in there is being told, "Oh, my God, listen to this," but there's nothing there. So either you have someone in your group that is spreading BS, or you have someone not in your group making up lies. It's just that simple. And me, as the owner, has to observe the people. And I observe the people, and I know tendencies. I know how people are. I know how they react to things. And when some names are bannered around that could have done this, and I think about their tendencies, and I think, yeah, they could have done that for attention and to try to get close to that other person. Yeah, they may have done that. And so you start thinking about it, and you get to a point that you, I mean, it got to a point where it came out on the podcast, and you get to a point where you're thinking, am I just going to let this go? Just let it go. Like JJ always says, just let it go. Or I can't let this go. And I got to that point. I couldn't let it go. So I questioned a couple of people who I knew were the most obvious ones because they were in communication with that other person that was not in whispers. And that's going to get us to another point, Steve. I think we're covering 3 or 4 points here.
Yeah. And which may be kind of good considering your voice right now is kind of...
I'm hanging in here. But then I've done this for so many years. And, I mean, you can talk to a lot of people that's been around me forever. You can talk to JB. You talk to Tina White. These people will tell you, Jim, trust your instincts because you're always right. Just trust your instincts. My instincts told me there was fire there. Somebody said something. So I go and I question the two that I knew were most likely. And, of course, they both had reasons or excuses or alibis, whatever you want to call them. They were hard to believe. And one of them got so offended because, I mean, when I'm going to question you like that, I'm not in a good mood. I'm aggressive. I'm not going to be nice like, would you please tell me? I'm going to be like, tell me the fucking truth because I already know it. That's how I'm going to be. And one of them got so mad at that, he unfriended me. Years of being friends. Years of promoting him on the podcast. Years of having people support him in his personal things that were coming up. Years he threw away questions. He threw it all away. And he was one of the main ones that was always in my inbox wanting private information. We'd do podcasts, and there were certain things I wouldn't say. After the podcast, he's in my inbox wanting to know more. Tell me more. Tell me this. Tell me this. Tell me this. So when this comes up, and I question him, and I admit I did it in an aggressive manner because I was mad. I was pissed off because there was nothing posted in whispers about that woman. Nothing. And these were the two most likely people to have told her something because they were always talking on the phone. He just unfriends me. He don't post no more. The edits are gone. He gone. He said he hoped that was the last podcast we ever had.
And who knows, it just might be.
And then the other one is acting so damn guilty with her post that it makes you wonder, what the hell? I mean, every time we post something about this podcast, she's like, what are you going to say about me? Well, if you ain't got nothing to worry about, why are you posting that? Somebody told this woman some bogus bullshit. And I don't appreciate it. Because, number one, it was a lie. And number two, you stirred her up when she shouldn't have been stirred up. And that's not her fault. That's your fault. Okay, Steve, I think I covered that.
Well, you covered quite a few points, actually, I think, on that. let's see, we can scrap number 3, we can scrap number 4, we can scrap number 7. Let's see. Okay, well, you know what? Why don't we go on to a little lighter subject, Jim? Why don't
okay.
we – one of your other biggest peeves that has come up, and obviously, you know, we have Whispers games. We've
right.
gone from
right.
Survivor.
I'm finna stand, up for you. I'm finna stand up for Tim Gross. I'm finna stand up for me on the Whispers March Madness. Guys, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work to do these games. A lot of time that Tim puts in. He's done it for years. Steve puts in. He's done it for years. I've put in. I've done it for years. We don't get a penny for it. Everyone to have fun together. We don't care who wins. We really don't. Now, I mean, we may look at it one season. I mean, I was tickled to death when Reggie won. I mean, that made my day to see her win. And now on the football thing, it's down to Jen and JJ, and JJ may make me sleep on the couch, but I'd love to see Jen win because I know how bad she wants it. I know how bad she wants it. But my problem with the games is all of us put in a lot of time keeping up with all of this, keeping it updated. Every time you turn something in, here we go, and we're updating a document or something. I mean, we're trying to keep everyone updated. Because all we want fairness and fun. That's all we ever want on our games, fairness and fun. Players that make the host sit there and tag your name 4 or 5 damn straight days before you'll finally turn your picks in, stop doing that shit. Stop it. You don't have to wait that long. You're not the star of the show. Turn your picks in and let the host get it all done where they can sit back and relax a day or two when the games are coming on. Get your picks in. It ain't that hard.
Right. And you know, I understand that, you know, maybe – I mean, obviously, you know, Whispers doesn't revolve, you know, Whispers isn't, we don't revolve around a certain person every single day, put it that way. You know, a person's entire life isn't all Whispers. We're not, that's not the point Jim's trying to get across. I mean, okay, if it takes you 1 or 2 days, that's fine, you know. That's fine.
When games are starting Friday, Saturday, and you're still waiting on picks, that's just wrong.
Yes. Yeah. When you've had now, granted, maybe this is my fault because I usually issue reminders like either Thursday or Friday because. You know, people are going to probably get annoyed enough to the point of where, you know, they don't want to be tagged 500 different times. But when I'm posting reminders, like I posted reminders earlier today, and there were some people who immediately put their picks in right away, right as soon as I issued those reminders. But when you have certain people who basically wait until, I know what they're doing. They're waiting until we post the picks so that they can look at everybody's picks and then decide, okay, I'm going to take this one and I'm going to take this one.
But yeah, they're either doing that or they're waiting to hear some TV show on ESPN or Fox with whoever they trust making their picks. And they don't do it till close to the weekend.
Yeah.
So if that's what you're doing, then you're not playing the game. Somebody on Fox or ESPN is playing the game.
And, you know, it kind of makes you wonder if that's how this person specifically won last season. By getting picks from Fox or ESPN.
I don't know. I know JB was supposed to be listening tonight, and he can tell you I accused him of that a season or two ago. I said, because he was so on fire. I mean, the guy could not miss. I was like, dude, you know, I know you're paying for your picks. But I knew he wasn't. I was just kidding around with him. But, I mean, people want to win. And, you know, maybe some people are waiting around like that, trying to wait and hear someone on a TV show tell them who to pick. But,
yeah.
You know, it's annoying for the host trying to deal with it. I mean, it would be really nice if we went into the weekend, everybody's picks were already made.
Right. Yeah, it would definitely, like, I'm even still waiting on a few picks right now. And, you know, there's been times where I've sent reminders, you know, when I go to sleep, because I stay up late on the weekends, you know, weekdays I go to sleep at like 10:30. So, you know, I expect like maybe Tim, who's up a little later than I am, maybe he'll put out reminders or whatever. But there's been times this season where I've sent out reminders after I do the sports podcast on Saturday nights, and it's about like midnight or maybe 1 o'clock that I send out the reminders, and literally I go to bed thinking, shit, is Tim gonna be there to send out reminders in the morning in case certain people that I tagged still don't post their picks? It does a number on the brain a little bit.
Shouldn't take that long to turn in a pick. I know in my mind, I'm turning ours in on Thursday. So I'm getting with JJ and Christopher on Thursday and getting their picks and getting my picks. They're going in on Thursday. It's a Thursday thing with me. That's how it is. My picks and their picks are going in on Thursday.
You know what I think? What might end up having to happen, Jim? Maybe we just don't do reminders. And if it's on, you know, if people miss their pick, like we will tag them once at the beginning of the thread, and if they miss their picks, that's on them.
Or the cutoff time has always been before your first pick on the kickoff. Maybe the cutoff time needs to be Thursday at midnight.
Maybe.
Because there's a lot, you know, there's Thursday games, which if you want to play them, you got to turn in your picks. But if you don't, you don't have to. But at least if the cutoff is Thursday night, you got to get your picks in. Thursday.
Right. By the way, I do see that we have a whole bunch of callers right now on the listening. Like Jim said earlier tonight, for now we are going to leave everybody muted in case people tuned in and didn't hear what Jim said. We are going to keep everybody muted until we get through everything, and if there comes a point where maybe perhaps Jim just doesn't want to talk anymore, then maybe we end up ending the podcast, and that'll be that.
Steve, just for my knowledge, who do we have out there?
We do have Michael Doyle. We do have Melissa. We do have JB. We do have Reggie. We have Laura, and we have the 42-year-old himself, Chris.
Yeah. Yeah, my son that the haters said was 42 years old. Well, I don't know if we need to unmute him. We might get in trouble with the FCC.
Yeah, potentially.
Yeah. So, next topic. Let's go to the next topic.
Yeah, this has happened quite a bit in recent years, at least the last 2 years, maybe. The fact that, you know how you like to, you know, post pictures and everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, you like to keep things flowing in the groups. You know, you post pictures
right.
of former Survivor contestants, former Big Brother contestants, and, you know, keep everybody updated on what they're doing now. But then you have those people who maybe they truly don't know who the person is.
Well, I'm
or
sure
maybe
some
they
of
just
them don't.
Just don't give a shit.
No, I'm sure some of them don't, but I'm sure there are some that are just wanting to poke the bear. I think we've got a little of both. And at one point, I had gotten to the point where I said, I'm not going to do it anymore. But then it got to be where I know a lot of posters love seeing them because a lot of our members, they're not on Instagram. They're not on Twitter. They don't go all over the internet. So the things I post, I mean, that's news to them. I mean, they wouldn't see that anywhere else. So I started doing it again. And my point is, you know, when somebody wants to, well, I only know two of them. Can you label who the rest of them are? Yeah, if I wanted to sit there another damn hour doing it, I could. Or if they're not in the group, they're still not going to get labeled and tagged. They'll just get a regular name up above it. I used to tag all the people that were in the groups. And in all honesty, the Survivors and the Big Brother people, they liked it. They liked being tagged where they could see it. But it's a lot of work, and it takes a lot of time. Because I save those pictures up for 2 or 3 days. I've got two folders right now full, ready to post now. But I'm going to wait for some more pictures. If you don't know who they are, just click on the picture and post a comment and say, I don't remember this person. Who was it? And chances are somebody will answer you. Stop coming to me asking me to do it. Just post on the picture and say, I don't remember who they are. Who are they? 9 times out of 10, I'll answer you. And if I don't, somebody else will. I know Melissa does it. Melissa goes in and answers those questions. It's your question if you don't know who they are. It's not a big deal. Stop bitching about every picture not being labeled.
Right. It's come to the point where, like, there was one person who lashed out at a whole bunch of mods. I think they lashed out at you, they lashed out at me, and they lashed out at somebody else, I think, because of the fact that that the pictures weren't labeled. It might have been Tim, I think, maybe, that they lashed out at. And, you know, it's almost like, what, do you want us to be your fucking caretaker too?
Yeah, it's
like do you want us to wipe your ass at the same time?
Yeah, the line I usually use, when you spay in me, I'll start labeling them.
Right.
You know, because I think we do enough. I think we go way over and beyond in our groups to provide information. Like I said, I mean, we've always, and I know Steve has used this term a lot when new members are greeted, we've always made Whispers a one-stop shop. You don't have to go nowhere else. You're gonna find it all and hear it all right here. You don't have to go to Instagram. You don't have to go to Twitter. You're going to hear it all right here in Whispers.
And you know what? Yeah. This kind of ties in to a little bit, Jim. This wasn't mentioned as a topic, but I want to bring this up anyways. There are people, right. Like, we know how Big Brother right now is in their off season, right?
Yeah.
And, okay, so we may on occasion post certain things that are not Big Brother related. Like, for example, Lisa Marie Presley just passed away.
Right,
recently.
Right. I mean, and we have always done that. When Big Brother is not airing, we cover other reality shows and other celebrity stuff. Always done that.
So for the fact that, you know, not only do we have people bitching about photos not being labeled, now we have people we've had people bitching about, oh, this isn't Survivor related, this isn't Big Brother related, why the fuck are you posting this shit?
Well, if it's in Survivor, it's Survivor related. It's got something to do with Survivor. If it's in Big Brother, it may not be if Big Brother is not airing. We post Amazing Race. We post the other Phil show. We post Bachelor. I mean, we post the Chrisley stuff. We cover if someone unfortunately has passed away. We cover a lot of stuff in Big Brother if it's not Big Brother. Now, in the summertime, when it's Big Brother, we don't do that. You don't see those postings. It's all Big Brother.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, we leave it for Big Brother, but you know, when it's not Big Brother season, I mean, let's face it, the group honestly becomes dead. You know, if we're not posting stuff like we have, like for example, maybe we post about the challenge. Or maybe we post about what's that new show that they're doing? Where somebody's a saboteur or something. It's on. It has like a whole bunch of reality stars in it, like Cerie, Rachel Riley. The Traitors, I think it's called. You know, we post stuff like that.
Yeah.
In order to hold people over.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, I mean, people in there don't just watch Big Brother. They watch The Masked Singer. They watch The Bachelor. They watch Surreal Life. They watch, you know, other shows, American Idol. They watch those shows, so why not post about them when Big Brother is not airing?
Yeah, it's better than just leaving a dead group.
It keeps activity up, and normally they're pretty good comments on them. Every once in a while, you get the assholes like, "Why are you posting this in here? This is Big Brother." It's like, do you want to go there?
You know, it's kind of the same thing.
Do you want to go there?
it's kind of the same thing like we just had recently where there was a posting that you did where you spoiled who won the Traitors in Survivor Whispers premiere, which, may I preface, is a spoiler group.
Exactly.
And you have a person post on there saying, "How dare you spoil this show for me? You just ruined my entire experience.
Yeah, actually, there were two of them. There were two people
that
did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were two of them. And I mean, it's like spoiler group. This is a spoiler group. If you don't want to know stuff, what are you doing here, and why are you blaming me? Because I'm giving spoilers, because people in here love spoilers.
Right. Yeah,
especially when Ceri won. I mean, that was big news for Survivor fans.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, if Jim just spoiled that for you to anybody who is listening or listens back to this, but yeah, that did happen. So, I mean, obviously, if you're in Premiere, you already know about it. So.
Yeah. All right, we got about three topics left, I think, Steve.
Yeah. There's
I'm gonna start with this one, Steve, because I'm going to bat for you. I'm going to bat for Melissa, who I know is listening. Thank you for being there, Melissa. You always are there. I appreciate it. Normally come on the Big Brother podcast. I may a couple of times a season. I did last season because everyone knows I was a Taylor fan, and I didn't like how she was getting treated, and I kept pulling for her and pulling for her and pulling for her. So I did come on a few times. But normally I don't come on the Big Brother podcast. Sports Whispers, like Steve said, I've been on a couple of times the last month or so, but before that I probably wasn't on for 2 or 3 months. I don't know. It's sporadic. But I do listen. It's part of my job. And there is communication between me and Steve and Melissa being the other host. And something I want to stop, and I want it to stop. I don't think Steve experiences it with Saturday night Sports Whisper pods.
Once in a while.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll address that too then. But I know you guys have on Big Brother pods, and especially you, Melissa, and I'm sorry it's happened, but I want it to stop. I want our callers to respect and show respect to the other hosts that are not named Jim Early and are named Steve Kent and Melissa. I mean, and anybody else we may use, anybody else that may ever do a podcast, treat them how you would treat me. Don't come on a Big Brother podcast just because you think, oh, well, Jim's not there. He's not hosting, so I can overrun. I can do this. I can say what I want. Don't do that, because we're not gonna allow it. It's not gonna happen anymore. All they gotta do is come to me and say, Jim, I'm sorry, but this person needs to go. What do you think I'm going to do? You think I'm going to take your word, or you think I'm going to stand up for my host? Because I trust in my decision-making, and I put them on the podcast for a reason, because I knew they would do good with it, and they would handle it how it should be handled. So stop it. If you're doing that, just because I'm not there, just stop it.
And by the way, as far as the Sports Whispers pods go, the ones I was talking about were just a couple of dickhead trolls that we sometimes get. So, Sports Whispers, it's not really much of a big deal. As you saw, Jim, the past couple of weeks
you got some great callers on there. That's why I've been on there a couple of times the last month. I mean, they're fun, and they're knowledgeable. They know what they're talking about.
Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of gotten to the point, Jim, where, you know, some of the way of how we may have – now, obviously, respect is a two-way street. You know, you got to give respect in order to receive respect. There have been some times where I know Melissa and I have discussed privately where we've said, you know what, why are we even doing this? Why, I didn't want to come to you with this because I was like, well, you know, okay, maybe things may change. Maybe, everything will settle down. Maybe it's because of what we're seeing happen in Big Brother that everything is that conversations are happening the way they are. But there's been some times where I almost felt like going to you and saying, you know what, I'll finish the rest of this season, but I can't do it anymore. You know,
yeah.
Like it's gotten to that point.
And that's where I am with Survivor right now. So I totally understand you, Steve.
It just feels like, you know, and obviously, you know, this hurts. If anything, this hurts our listeners the most because
yeah, it does. Because we've got fantastic hosts. I mean, we do. We've got the best of the best. We really do. And our callers, I mean, you should appreciate that. They are knowledgeable. They are nice. They keep it moving. They get you involved. They don't hog the show. They run the show like I do. I get people involved. I call on people. They do the same thing. They're doing the same job as if I was here. So just let them do it and stop fussing with them.
Now, there have also been, I don't know if you have discussed this with one of your previous topics, Jim, but... there's also been times in the past where maybe people have said things behind your back. And
oh, yeah, that's the next topic. Yeah, and it kind of goes back to the spreading stuff from whispers that wasn't really there to somebody that's not in whispers. So you're all, you know, you're talking behind my back. You know, it's like you're trying to, I'm going to tell them this and I'm being good with them. They're going to be my friend. We're going to talk on the phone two or three times a week. And then Jim finds out. And Jim confronts you. And put you on blast. And now all of a sudden, you want to act like you're a victim. Oh, I didn't do nothing. I didn't do nothing. When I know you did. Nobody's got the balls to say, okay, yes, I said something. I'm sorry. Nobody can do that. They want to run. They want to hide. They want to talk about you behind your back. And, like I said, when I put them on blast, they don't like it. I get unfriended. And that's fine. That's cool. You got all your information for how many years? Good for you. You got all your sympathy for everything you went through all those years? Good for you. I wish you well, buddy.
And with that being said, this brings us to, I believe, unless we have any other points that we want to bring up I believe this brings us to our final point.
Yeah, there's only one left. And the main thing is on the podcast, just go back to being yourself. Just be yourself. I know a lot of people come on these pods and they start trying to hog the time and they think they're a star because they know these pods go everywhere. I mean, we're literally everywhere on the internet. And they think, well, I'm a star on here. I'm a star because I get to talk. I'm a star. You're not a star. The star is the podcast and what we do. So get over your damn selves on the podcast. Get over it. Just be a participating member, a participating caller. Be cordial to each other. Be respectful of each other. You can disagree all you want to, but don't attack each other. Just like we don't allow it in whispers. Don't attack each other. Don't start accusing people of things like being a racist or hating women or hating men or whatever. Just stick to the topics. Stick to the topics and don't attack each other. Because it's not about you. It's not about you. It's about the show. And the show is always going to have Missy A.E. on the marquee. It ain't about you.
And
you can leave. You can stay. If I want the show to continue, it will continue.
And you've said it before. You've said it before too, that you've had people contact you when they haven't liked certain things that have been said on the show to the point of where they actually tune out of the show.
Oh yeah, yeah. I get messages all the time on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. You know, I didn't appreciate so-and-so. I didn't appreciate so-and-so. So when I'm talking to you about different topics, and if I'm messaging you, if I've gone to that point that I'm messaging you personally, I've heard something. Because it's a big part of Whispers, a big part of the podcast, are lurkers. We have so many people that just lurk and they don't want to post. They don't want to get involved, but they're there every day reading everything. They're listening in on the podcast on whatever platform they use. They're there. And I hear it. Because they message me. They tell me if it was a good podcast. They tell me what the hell were they talking about. They tell me. So when I say something like we've done tonight, please listen. Pay attention to it. I'm telling you from what I know. And if you're so egotistical, you can't understand, you may have fucked up and made a bad mistake. That's fine. Cool. Walk away. I don't give a damn.
And you know what? That actually kind of brings up one final thing, Jim, that I kind of summarized from when I listened back to some of the stuff that was mentioned in previous shows. Jim, what do you do this for?
Do you do it for
the fans. You don't do it for ego.
Hell no. All of this is for the fans. You know, back when I started Whispers, and it's still true, and it holds true for the pods, I did it because I had a lot of connections with players. And I felt like I want to open a place where fans can go and they can give thoughts and opinions and not have to worry about people jumping on them, calling them names, cussing them out. And then I can bring my friends in who have been on the shows, and they'll respond every once in a while. And if I tag them, they'll come talk to you. We can do live chats in the groups, which we did. And then the pods come up. I mean, I owned this damn pod site for 2 years before I even used it. I just bought it because I thought I might use it later. And then 2 years later, I started using it. And it's the same way. I mean, it's for all of us to get together and put our thoughts out. Don't attack each other. And we have good pods with survivors. We have good pods with Big Brother guests. May have a big one coming up soon. It ain't never been about me. I mean, I could walk away tomorrow, and it would save a lot of time off my life. But I know it's a great platform for fans to not have to worry about being treated like they are on all these other sites because we don't allow it. And, I mean, we've remained true to that, Steve, over the years. JB can tell you. JB's been with me all the way back from when I said, back on Web TV, JB, I told everybody I ain't never doing that internet shit. And I did it, but I think, JB, I did it in a good way. I think I did it in a good way. Steve, what I want you to do now, I want you to open all the calls and let's hear what people think. If they want to cuss at me and say, my God, why you think that? Or if they want to say, I'm glad you said that, open up all the calls.
All right. Well, just to summarize who we do have on the call here, unfortunately, Jim, dude ended up dropping off after about, I think, 10 minutes or so when he realized he wasn't getting on.
He's probably playing Xbox.
Yeah. But we do have Michael Doyle on the line. We have Melissa on the line. We have JB. We have Reggie. We have Laura. And we also have Teresa. We do have Tim in the chat room, and we also have he hasn't called in, but I do know that Austin is listening, so he is hearing all of this. Austin, if you want to, you can call in now if you want. We have lifted the ban, so to speak, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I want to go to Laura first because I know Laura. Normally you have to leave earlier than everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got any thoughts? You want to jump on me? I mean,
no.
I'm ready.
I think everything was well said. I think that what you and Steve have both said has perhaps cleared the air. I do believe that everybody that wasn't here at the beginning of the show should play the podcast back and listen to the podcast right from the beginning.
Okay.
Because I think that, you know, perhaps they may have missed something that was
correct.
Really important that you said. And I love the Big Brother, you know, and Survivor pods. I love to be a part of them. I agree with everything you said. We have to be respectful. We have to give everybody a chance to speak. And we have to listen, give our opinions, and not be torn down for the opinion that we have. Because
good point.
Opinions are just that. They're opinions.
Good point. Good point.
Opinions are neither right or wrong.
Exactly. It's not a fact that you're saying.
That's
it's just
right.
Your opinion.
That's right. So if you were writing a test in school and they asked for your opinion, they could not give you an X on that.
Right.
You know, because it's your opinion. And nobody should be put down for an opinion or be called, or try to be, let's not go out there and, you know, when we're in these pods as participants, that's what we are. We have to be respectful of everybody else's opinion. It's not about being right or wrong. It's about respect, and that is the most important thing. And I think you made that really, really clear, both you and Steve. So
yeah, I tried.
I'm gonna keep on listening, but I just wanted to say that I respect everything that you've said. I would like to see the pods continue because I think they're really, really great, and we just need to respect each other. And that's why a lot of the time I would say, I would come in and Steve or Melissa were trying to say something, and I would butt in and say, Steve, what were you trying to say? Melissa, what were you trying to say? Because people tend to take over, talk over other people. It's not the thing to do. It's not the place to do it. Everybody gets a chance.
Yeah, and that's the point I was that goes to the point I was making of treating other hosts other than me with respect and let them do their job.
That's right. Absolutely. And I totally agree with you 100%. And to be honest with you, there were times when I left the pod or didn't come to the pod when I heard somebody was at the pod because I didn't want to be stressed out. I want to be able to come, just like everybody else, express your opinions in a nice way, and that's it. I don't want something, you're right. You're so right when you said, people work 8 hours a day, they enjoy Big Brother, they enjoy watching Survivor, they come to the pod, they want to discuss it. They don't want to be downgraded. They don't want to be put down for their opinions. It's an opinion.
Right.
That's all. That's all she wrote, folks. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
But,
good stuff, Laura. Good. I appreciate you being here. Good stuff.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Thanks.
Michael, I'm going to come to you because I don't know with the time difference how long you can be on here, but we're going to go to Michael Doyle and get his comments.
Well, I've been here since the start. I don't know. Can you hear me still?
Yeah.
Okay. I've been here since the start, and the podcasts are really you see a lot of text in Facebook. You see a lot of images, but you don't hear the voice. And to be able to get the tone of voice from people that are talking on the podcast, I can put voices to text now when they're typing because I see their energy, and I show. I see exactly, this is why I love the podcast because I'm able to put their voices to the people that are in the groups. You know, I don't know if that makes sense or not. But,
yeah, it does. It does.
For me, it's like a lifeline too, because not too many people outside the fans of the groups are as passionate. It just so happened that there is one guy that's in the Philippines. I posted this. He's like 10 minutes away from where I'm living right now in Philippines, and he absolutely loves the groups, and he doesn't know about the podcast that much, so he downloads it later.
I saw you post that.
Yeah,
and Michael, so, I would have to look the guy's name up and try to find him, but there is another regular member in Whispers in the Philippines that is a huge Survivor fan, and he has actually invited me out to his home before in the Philippines.
Yeah.
So I would have to look him up. But I mean, as you know and Steve knows, the Missy A thing, I mean, it's very popular in the Philippines.
Oh yeah, this is a worldwide group, and we have like a lot of different cultures and a lot of different people that are, you know, even call into the podcast and stuff. And, you know, I just wanted to tell you just how much of a global reach that you have. And you're connecting not just the fans of Survivor, but you're connecting people that are so happen to be like just 15, 20 minutes away from each other. But if I had moved to the Philippines, never have talked to this guy because, you know, we're not like... we feel comfortable enough with talking with other people in the group, you know, and as long as, you know, you keep it respectable, you keep it, you know, great. This is such a family group because not only do you have adults, in this group, but there's also kids that come into this group, you know?
Yeah.
And
you
got to keep that respectful of the mindset too. And you do that. You do that stellar, man. You do such a great job, and Steve, my hat. If I wear hats, only when I go outside in the sun. But my hat's off to both of you guys, and also the other host, Melissa. You guys are just doing such a wonderful job, and you're connecting the group, you're connecting the voices. You know, I just feel such a privilege to be able to call in and talk about the game that I love so much, and with other people that are just as passionate.
Yeah. And that was another thing when we did the games in Whispers, Michael, was how the main goal, I mean, yeah, we wanted to put on a good show. We wanted to put on a good game. But the main goal was create friendships. We wanted people to connect and make friends. And Steve, I think with you being as big a part of those games and seeing all the connections, I think you can say it worked.
Oh yeah, it definitely has worked. You know, even for those who are no longer in Whispers, you know, you have Whispers has brought people together that probably wouldn't have even talked to each other if they
we had a lot of people have in person meetings and meet each other. I mean, and that's, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I wanted to put on a good show, and I think we put on a good show. The main thing was I wanted people to make friends with each other. I wanted everyone to get along, and no matter what tribe you were on or whatever, you know, everyone make friends and get to know each other. And it's like Steve said, that's still true today, even with people that are not in Whispers anymore. They're still friends with people in Whispers.
Yeah, and the other thing is too, just like connecting with the people that actually played the game, like the survivors and the Big Brother contestants. You know, like, as soon as you mentioned whispers, their eyes just light up. They're just like a totally different. They're like, they come closer to you. They, you know, I even got, like, before I met my wife, Catherine, I even got, like, a kiss on the cheek from Portia, you know, because as soon as I mentioned whispers, I was like, treated like a celebrity. I don't know why, but, you know, it's just like those moments, those are moments that you gave me and that you've given to many other people of the group. And
yeah.
I just think, you know, people, it's just such a different atmosphere. And just, you know, just keep at these podcasts, please. Okay? Just please keep at these podcasts. They are making a difference.
All right. Next, I'm kind of going in the order of people that sometimes have to leave a little early. So I'm going to Reggie next. Reggie,
hey.
How does it feel in that damn basement?
I tell you what, I was thinking about that today when I was working, and I do want to say something right up front. I'm notorious for you having to remind me, and I am so sorry about my picks. And I never thought about waiting until the very end. God knows this is damn true. The very end and going through everybody's picks and picking one out, because I thought to myself, I thought, self, you do that and you'll pick every one of those teams would lose. Well, I do that anyway. So, but I'll try to be much better. I promise you. I'll try. I just get so wrapped up and I got team meetings at night. And by the time I get my document, I know I'm making excuses, but it's all true. By the time I get my documentation done, I'm going, I'll do them tomorrow. I've even put them in my calendar to remind me.
Reggie, let me tell you that when I talked about that, I did not know one name in particular. Oh, I just knew it happens.
Yes, and I'm guilty badly, especially a Friday night reminder. I sat here and I started getting lower and lower and lower in my couch. But anyway, the basement's fine. I am starting to deep clean all the rooms, and when the last thing is over, I will make one more run through it, and I will turn off the lights and say, see you next year.
Okay.
So anyway.
Now let's and I hope you heard me say tonight, I hope you were on here when I did say one of my happiest moments in our games was seeing you win.
I know, and that touched my heart a lot, too. Thank you for that, because it really, I was sitting here even like a proud peacock.
And like, you know, and I know JJ's involved, but like I said this season, I'd love to see Jen win, because I know how damn hard she's tried. I mean, she's tried so hard.
And, you know, she's happy for everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody she's happy for.
Plus, that's Megan's mama. And anybody that knows me know I've kind of been like Uncle Jim to Megan since she was 13. So,
aww.
And now she's, what is she, 21 or 22? That's Jen's daughter. We raised Megan in Big Brother Whispers, and she's a beautiful young lady, graduated from Florida State. So, but Reggie, about the podcast and the things brought up, what do you think?
I think I have also been guilty about interrupting, which I try not to do, but I think that the points that you stated were needed. I would hate to see the podcast go away. I noticed that some of them that aren't on tonight, that says a lot. So, you know, I know Eddie, you had said he befriended you. I think he made a post about it, or I read it somewhere. And then I also didn't, I don't know, was Kansas invited?
It was an invitation thing. I mean, it gets posted. You either show up or you don't.
Yeah, but she doesn't do Facebook, supposedly.
It's on Blog Talk.
Oh, okay.
Because all those other pods that she attended, it was on Blog Talk, and that's how she showed up.
Well, it says a lot, and I'm sorry to see it, and I'm sorry it had to come down to all the bullshit that went on. Sorry about my language tonight. I sound like a sailor.
No,
so
that's
anyway,
okay. It's okay.
You know, I was hoping that they would both come on and say why they said what they did, but it does really... It surprises me. I feel sad.
Yeah.
I mean,
I do too. I do too.
You know?
I do too.
But I do hope you know, with Big Brother coming up in March, and when you were saying that, you know, you post stuff that does not concern, like, Big Brother, Survivor, or anything, it's like, I've never seen one of those other programs, maybe The Bachelor once or twice, but the others, like, I've never seen The Masked Singer or anything like that. But when you post something and it brings my thought process going, oh, I want to read about that. I would never have searched that out if you hadn't posted it. So
right.
To me, it makes it so nice because I'm thinking, oh, I didn't know that, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And Reggie, a perfect example of that is the coverage that I put out for that show called The Traitors, which has...
I've never seen it.
Yeah, which had survivors in it, Big Brother people in it, and I got a lot of comments back like, I never heard of this, but I started watching it. Man, I really like this show.
I've never heard of it. I haven't watched it. I don't know if I will. I just don't watch that much, you know, TV. The only reason I watch Big Brother is because my mother started it, God bless her soul.
I will tell you, the reviews are really good. It sounds like a really good show.
Well, where is it on at?
Is it, Steve, is it Peacock?
I think so, but I'm not positive. It might be Peacock, because I know that it was one of the... Yeah, it is Peacock, actually.
It's on Peacock.
One of the main things that they're advertising.
Yeah. The format... Reggie, the format of the game is pretty cool. Pretty cool.
What is the format?
You can try to lie your way through, but if you get caught, you're going to be gone. So it's pretty cool. And they have challenges. And it's got ex-survivors, ex-Big Brother people. It's good. It's good.
Wow.
All right, guys.
You know, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm going to head off, guys.
All right.
Okay,
night,
bye.
Michael.
Have a good
See
night.
You, Michael.
The one thing I did like that you posted here recently, I like it a lot, but I mean the one that I really listened to all 19 minutes or whatever it was is of Tyler's girlfriend. Her name is escaping my brain right now, explaining stuff, and her living in Cali now.
I don't usually, when I post stuff like that, I don't usually listen to all of it.
But
that's what I was going to say. I listened to every bit of that.
And it tore my heart up for her because you can tell she's hurting yet. But it must have been so serious enough that she needed to get away. And she fell in love with Bali. And so she went back there just to decompose and build herself back up. So, gosh, I feel bad for both of them.
Yeah, her name's Angela, by the way.
I couldn't remember. I knew what it was.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't, and I can see her sitting there on that couch and searching for words, and I would have loved to have seen the whole home. what I've seen so far of that house, it was like, holy Macadoli, does she need a roommate? I'll pay rent. Just let me go,
I'll buy my own ticket.
I
mean, it's sorry what you're going through, Angela, but damn, you got some nice digs there.
Yeah, and if you don't want to be lonely, I don't cook, but I do know how to clean a basement, you know. So.
By the way, I do want to say a little bit of defense in defense of Reggie. You brought up Eddie in Kansas. The decision to do this podcast, the date exactly in particular, was only literally a few. Like, it wasn't like a week in advance. Jim literally told me, what was it, Jim? Wednesday night to get it ready.
Two days ago.
Yeah, it was literally Wednesday night. So. Not really enough time, you know,
I brought the idea up about a month ago, and then Steve does what he does. He let it sit there till he heard something else, and then two nights ago I said, okay, I'm ready to do it. Let's do it Friday night.
Okay, but Eddie was tagged in one post. He knew about it.
Yeah. I tagged him first for a reason.
I know you did. And now, with him not being here, that speaks volumes.
Yeah.
To me, anyway. Just my own opinion. Just my own.
And he unfriended me.
I know. You said that. I could not believe that after everything. I mean, I was a newbie coming in, but I'd hear you two going, you know, talking back and forth, and I'm thinking, good God, how long have they known one another?
But he didn't unfriend anybody else, just me.
I know.
So
okay, I want to just add something really quick right here, Reggie.
Okay.
You know, he's Eddie was supposed to have a procedure done at the end of this month. I don't know if it's already happened or if he's just preparing for it, but that could play a part in it. I know that his...
Absolutely. I remember you saying that now.
His health hasn't been, you know, 100%, and I wouldn't have said that if he hadn't said it himself on the pods before, where, you know, his health isn't the greatest. So, the last time I heard from him, he was saying that he was going to have a procedure at the end of the month. So I'm not exactly sure. I know he's alive. But but that could be one of the reasons why he's not here.
Well, hopefully
well,
he is getting done. It's going to make it better.
I mean that could be the situation tonight. But it wasn't the situation about 10 days ago.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that. I know that kind of hurts you. And I wish it didn't happen.
It does. He's always been here all these years. And he's never been a moderator, but he's somebody that always would message and give him some inside tips and stuff. And it got to where it was like over and over and over, wanting more and more and more. And it was like, damn, stop. And I felt I was always there for him. With him and his guy, especially when his guy was passing away, and always featured him on the pods. I mean, we even had a segment. It was Eddie's Edits. I mean, everyone waited to hear Eddie's Edits. It's kind of weird that he would unfriend you instead of try to
talk something out.
Exactly.
Well, after Jim said something, I decided to check on my Facebook, and for whatever reason, he unfriended me too, so.
Well, wow. you were part of that conversation. It was you and me and Eddie about Kansas. So if he unfriended you, I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe he was the one talking to her. I don't know.
Well, I could say the only one I've spoken to outside of Whispers or the pods was Melissa, and that was like a few days after the shit hit the fan on the podcast that night.
Yeah. Well, and Melissa, I hope you understood and heard my comments and thoughts about you and Steve as being hosts tonight.
Thank you so much.
I hope you respect that, because that's how I feel.
Yes, I do respect it, and I love doing the pods, and I love, you know, I do. I really do. And so when there was talk that they might go away, it kind of broke my heart, because...
Well, the Big Brother in sports wouldn't go away. It's just, you know, thinking about the Survivor ones. Big Brother and sports, I mean, that's you guys' stuff. You know, you do a great job with it, and I trust you with it. I'm not worried about it. I mean, it's like the only thing is, do I want to, you know, get back involved, you know, with Survivor again after how people seem to want to act now. It's like,
yeah,
you know, I don't want to come on here and have to just boot people and boot people and boot people. You know, I want to come on here and have people give their thoughts, opinions, and debate, and not attack each other, not make it personal, just talk about the show and talk about the players. Talk about the twist. Talk about the challenge, you know?
Yeah, I understand that. And I'm sorry. I know a majority of what transpired was directed at me. That it was directed at me. And it had everything to do with what happened or what was being said on Big Brother.
And... Let me address that.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. I looked at that, and I don't find that you did anything wrong.
Well, let me tell you what I did.
Okay.
I went back, or let me tell the listeners that are listening right now. I went back, and after that was said, there were like 7 or 8 pods before that blow up. And I went back and I listened to all of them from the beginning to the end. I mean, all 3 hours of every single one.
Wow.
And I can tell you.
I told you guys, I told everybody in the first hour we did that.
Yeah. And I was going to say, if I said it, I'll own it, but I did not hear it. I did not hear not one instance where I said somebody was a racist, this particular person that we're talking about, Kansas. Anyway, I never called this person a racist. I never told this person she was a slut. I never told this person I was being sued. I never, the only thing that I did say, and I'm going to own up to it, and it is that I called her out on her shit. I'm sorry. It wasn't her opinion that was bothering me. Everybody has their opinions. Everybody's entitled to their opinions. But when you start yelling and talking over people and interrupting people and saying, oh, come on, don't you see it? How can you do, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah.
Well, it's like zero anyway. It doesn't matter.
Well,
so
at that point, you're trying to take over the show.
Right, and I had to try to get control back. And I just said, you know, she came on saying, I just felt like I wasn't loved. I was going to see if you picked me up or not. I just didn't know. And I just said, you know what, Kansas, can I be frank? I'll let you know. It was in the third hour. And I thought, I'm just going to tell her. And it's just like sometimes when you do this and you don't do it all the time, when you do this, it can be frustrating. And I will admit, I heard myself in the background going, oh, my God, sometimes. Because it is very frustrating. It is.
Well, a lot of times, Melissa, when somebody gets called out on something like that, that's what they do. That's what they do. They flip it to where they're the victim.
Right. And that's what happened. And,
exactly.
And quite honestly.
That's exactly what happened to you. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to speak on that when you're done, Melissa. I do want to add a little tidbit to that, too.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, what I just wanted to say was when it came to that specific situation, when she felt like we were ignoring her, we were not maybe it had completely slipped our minds because we had tried to get a hold of her on the after show, and we were not getting a word out of her. We tried, like, I think two or three different times when we were talking. And then, so we decided, okay, you know, maybe when we're continuing talking, you know, usually she would rejoin the conversation. Like if she was away from the phone or whatnot, she would end up rejoining the conversation. So honestly, it kind of took me aback when she accused us of ignoring her. And then you ended up saying, oh, you know, we adore you, Kansas. And this was after she had left, you know, that we adore you. And then she goes on the very, the final Survivor podcast and basically mocks you for saying that, like as if you didn't.
Well, she called me disingenuous or something like that. And it's like, you know what? I do. And Kansas, if you're listening, we do love you. We love to listen to you. We love your opinions. We love your laugh and all of this stuff. You bring a lot to the pod. But this last incident, this last pod that you did with us, wow. That really showed your character. That showed your character. Coming at me like that, saying the things that you said, and I'm telling you, this is a challenge. If you have the date of the pod, the time stamps of what I said and when, send that in a text to Jim or email to Jim so that I can listen back and hear it for myself, because I listened to all those pods, some of them twice. And I did not hear not one instance, not one.
Yes, but
where
Melissa.
where I said anything. And anybody can go back and listen to those pods and know that I'm telling you the truth. Okay, go ahead, Laura.
All I'm going to say is she said that somebody from Whispers, or that it was in Whispers that we called her a racist, right? Nobody posted any such thing in Whispers. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Nobody posted anything like that. We would never let anything like that fly. We have too many admins that are on top of things. Nothing would fly. I checked everything. I checked, I even, in the search bar in Whispers, even typed racist. Nothing. I saw nothing.
Yeah, and Steve and I both did the same thing. And we know how to look. We know how to search. And there was nothing there. Nothing.
Yeah.
No.
So the thing that came out of this was that she came on basically trying to get me knocked off. That's what she wanted. She wanted Jim to take her side and fire me, get me off the pods, so she could continue doing what she does.
Well,
right?
That's not happening.
and so that's exactly what she wanted. So not only did she not show her own character, not only does she ruined so many things by calling out people from Whispers that had told her the stuff that was said about her on Whispers. When she said, I was told, by who? Who were you told by? Who do we know that has actually talked to you outside the pod?
Yeah, and I contacted the two people. They both denied it.
Well, the two people, one of them we know for a fact has talked to her outside the pod, and the other one we thought she had talked to outside the pod.
And I contacted both of them directly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I went straight to them, and you know what happened with one of them? He got so mad, he unfriended me. And the other one on the podcast, so...
She ruined so many things. She ruined so many things. And unfortunately, I wonder if this makes her sad or if it makes her feel good. And another thing, too, is I heard, I know I need medication, but my doctor won't prescribe it for me. Girl, you're seeing the wrong doctor. You need a psychiatrist.
Yeah, well,
they will prescribe you the drugs you need.
I mean, that goes into when you think you messed up and you're wanting some sympathy.
Yeah. So,
well, Jim, I'd give you my phone records if it would prove to you that I have not had any contact with Candace.
Well, if you haven't, then he has. It's
and one, honestly,
it,
you know,
it, it, it's. I'm just being honest with you, Teresa. It's one of you two.
I would not put it past her, Jim, to have made that up.
Well,
I agree.
That's the other possibility, that she just made it up. I agree.
Never in a million years would have thought that she had that much venom in her.
Here's the thing. This is Laura, and something that I will say is, when I lost my husband, I had a lot of anxiety. I know what it's like to suffer from anxiety. The last thing somebody suffering from anxiety needs to do is to get involved in that type of, to create a situation where you are arguing with people, where you are in angst over what somebody says. So controlling anxiety, stay off the pod. You know, if it causes you so much anxiety and you need to be in control all the time, stay off the pot. That's all I can say. Because this is not how anxiety is, you know, an anxious person. Like for me, I found the best thing for me when I was suffering from anxiety was to stay away from drama. Who needs drama in your life?
Yeah, yeah. What a thought. What a thought.
You know, like, you don't want to, you know, nobody that suffers from anxiety needs to have drama in their life. It just makes things worse. So get the hell off the pod. Don't put your controlling thoughts on anybody else, because you're not going to succeed, and then that makes you more anxious.
Right.
So
right.
The worst thing you could do, in, you know, and especially with somebody, if she truly does suffer from anxiety, and I'm not saying that she doesn't, God forbid, but here's the thing. As a person that did suffer from anxiety at one time, I avoided situations that put me in that type of position all the time. I didn't want the extra drama. I didn't want to argue with people.
Right.
Those are things you have to avoid. So I'm not maybe of the belief that, you know, yes, this situation probably did cause her anxiety, but she created that. We did not.
Yeah.
So
nobody is
to blame.
Yeah. And it's a good point, because I have learned this over the years by being with JJ, because, I mean, Steve and Tim and Austin, glad you were listening tonight, Austin.
Oh, they're not
these
just listening.
Guys,
they're on the line. They're on the line right now.
Oh, good, good. I'll get to you in a minute, buddy.
Hi, Austin.
They can tell you years ago how Jim was and how he is now. Years ago, I lived for the drama. I was up for every fight. I was there for everything. And at some point, JJ convinced me, you're just wasting your time. You're only doing what they want you to do. They want a reaction. They want you to reply. They just ignore them, and it goes away. So that's what I started doing. And, I mean, it really toned down. My life really toned down after I started doing that. Oh, my God. JB, I know you're still out there. I'm going to get to you, buddy. I saved you for last for a reason.
Okay.
But we got Austin on here.
And we got Tim, too.
Hello.
Okay. Yes. We got Austin and Tim. Oh, my God. We hit the daily double.
We need
can
more
say,
time.
Well, Jim,
can I say one more thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead. Melissa, and then Teresa, and then I'm coming
to
you, Austin.
Okay.
All right.
I want to say that I didn't say that she was seeing the wrong, she needed a psychiatrist, and that wasn't supposed to be a jab at her. That wasn't supposed to be a jab. She said that she had anxiety, she suffered from anxiety and all of that, but her doctor wouldn't prescribe the drug. The problem is a lot of general practitioners will not prescribe those drugs. So she needs to see somebody who will, and that would be a psychiatrist. And that's what I meant by that. I didn't mean to make it as a jab. I didn't.
Okay. All right. And before I let you go, Melissa, I just want to let everyone know, and I hope you know and understand with my stance that I support you.
Thank you.
I got your back, because I know
I
the job
it.
That you do, and you do it in the right way.
Thank you. I try. And I'm going to try harder.
You're good. You're good. Trust me, you're good.
I don't know how you can be any better, Melissa. I'm sorry I interrupted, but you're awesome.
Yeah.
Every time
good.
I'm on the podcast, I learn a lot from y'all.
Hi, yeah. Boy.
Oh, she's fantastic.
Thank you.
I learned stuff
Thank
from
you
her.
Guys.
When we're on pods together on Survivor, I learned stuff from her.
That's what I said. I learned so much. So don't be beating yourself up like you are. Because
well,
I'll
you
be
guys.
Right beside you holding
it.
You up.
Nah,
she's
a star, and I hope her and Steve both will be back for Big Brother podcast this summer, and I think they will. So, because
yep.
they do such a.
I'm just.
I mean, they are fantastic. They are fantastic.
Well, I can just say that this shook me to my core because I felt so bad about everything that happened. I was, again, I could not believe that last pot. I could not believe it.
We love you,
it
Melissa.
It shook me. So, that's why I went back. I did my due diligence and listened to everything because I could not believe I would have said that. So, now I know I didn't. And you know what? I'm not beyond making a
no, no.
Maybe I missed
no,
it.
No.
Maybe I missed it. So if she wants to, she can send the timestamps and everything to somebody to forward them so that I can listen to it.
I can tell you she won't do that. That won't happen.
Because
so,
it didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why I said that I was kind of really shocked that I just never, ever thought that she would
yeah.
be that way. I never did.
Yeah.
I always held her in the highest regard. And that just shook me. I just
I don't. Melissa, I don't know what it was. Somehow, in my opinion, it seemed to end up being personal to her against you, and I don't know why.
Because I called her out on her stuff. Because I told her that she was being overbearing, basically. Not in those words. But the basic thing was, it's frustrating because you tend to get a little excited. And when you do, you talk over people and you interrupt and you know. I just
yeah.
called her out because she's been doing it for so long. And I was just
yeah.
kind of like at a point
I mean,
where I said, somebody's
I mean,
got to tell her so she can stop. And she was doing really good.
I mean,
she was doing real well.
She even got to the point where she did it to me on Survivor Pods. She started
yeah.
doing it to me.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was always
and,
getting interrupted.
That's when I told Steve, this has gone too far.
Yeah. I just can't let, I just have to say, and I've said it before, don't let one bad apple, which we never thought would be bad, spoil the whole barrel, you know?
Yeah, right. Okay. JB.
All right.
Hey, you forgot about me.
Oh, wait.
Yeah,
hey, before y'all get going, I got to go, okay, y'all?
Okay.
I will talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Okay. Hey, bye, Reggie.
Nice hearing you.
Bye.
Bye, Reggie.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay, Teresa. Bye-bye. Teresa, you had one more thing to add?
Well,
yeah,
no.
I just.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Teresa.
No, well, you were going to go ahead and do it, JB. I can wait.
No, go ahead. Get it
okay.
out of the way, and I'm going to get to JB, Austin, and Tim.
Okay, well, I just want to say, for starters, if I have ever done any of that from the deepest from the bottom of my heart, I want to say I'm sorry. And, you know, if I've ever overstepped or spoken out of turn or whatever, I just want to say I'm sorry. And kind of like what Melissa and I talked about when we had our conversation after all this had happened, that was with what she was talking about with Kansas and stuff. That's, I hate to say this, but that's why Sarah stopped calling.
Okay.
Because she was like, Kansas would talk over everybody, and then she would get into an argument if nobody believed, if nobody agreed with her.
Okay.
And, but I didn't
And just so everyone knows, by you saying Sarah, that's your daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who has called in before.
Yeah, but she quit. She quit calling in because, well, like Teresa said, because she couldn't get a word in edgewise.
Okay.
And I will say that's been very frustrating for me because I often get interrupted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just want to say that I love you all, and I consider you all a small part of my family.
Thank you, Teresa.
Hey, I love you too.
All right. So, Tim, Austin, I'm going to get to you. But I got to get to JB first because he's been here all night long. And that, you know... You know, when I used to talk to JB when it was, 10, 15 years ago, JB, and we would talk about different stuff, and I'd say, what you finna go do when we log off? And you would tell me, I'm finna go with my wife all night long.
Oh, TMI.
Yeah, she didn't.
So,
JB,
you've been with me more longer than anybody here. So, what do you think about this pod tonight and the topics that have come up?
I like. How can I say it? I like everything. Being brought out. The changes that you want, you know, are changes that I hope everyone else, including me, you know, will slowly, you know, get into, you know, the rhythm, into the new, we're going into the new.
Yeah.
And
mate,
and,
you know what?
And
you know
and
what,
hope-
JB, I haven't seen it like that, but maybe you're right. Maybe we're going into a new area.
Just like a metamorphosis almost.
Yeah, yeah. So
but
carry
I,
on.
But I hope you know, all I wanna say is I was one that did say something to Kansas. This must have been about, 9 months ago when I think she said that, you know, I must have called her a whore or something.
No,
and
it was when you referred to her as a slut. That's what she was talking about time.
And I vehemently defended her. So.
And you did say I did apologize that night.
Yes,
you
did.
And
you
know, Jim tried to tell, Kansas, that he wasn't being, you know, it's not, you know, it's not JB, you know, this talk is not JB talking, you know.
Right.
It's,
right.
It was just something
and,
that
and
came out.
And JB, I told her I had known you for so many years, and you're not that kind of guy, and it was probably misrepresented, and she should probably just let it go and maybe forgive you and whatever, and she did not want to let it go.
Oh, she kept on and kept on and kept on. And
yeah.
Let it go, let it go.
Yeah, I remember Steve at the end of the night, he posted on, I think it was on, I think I was on Big Brother Whispers on the, you know, podcast, because you know how I love Big Brother. You know how I love, I just get into Big Brother. And it was just one of those nights where I just wanted to call in and listen to what's going on. And
yeah.
With that, you know, I open my big mouth and I start this big old fiasco. And, you know, it's Jim will always, you know, tell you that, you know, I can say, even when I posted on Sports Whispers one time, you know, oh, yeah, you know, this is going to go and this is going to happen, and it's because of this and it's because of that. And Jim posted in there, you know what, it isn't because of that. And I posted, I had to do a you know, search, and it was right, and I said, I'm sorry, and I'm one that will, you know, just come out and post and say what I want, but if I'm in the wrong, I'm going to say, you know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree with that. You do that. You really do.
And Jim has said before, you know what? You know, JB is manned up, and he's one of the few that mans up to, you know, if he's wrong, you know, and he says he's sorry, he's manning up, and, you know.
Yeah, you do. You do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And maybe that.
I wish more people would do that.
And I used to do that a long time ago, and I think that was before you, I think that's before JJ got into telling you, Jim, just let it go, because I used to, you know, I'll admit, I used to start some stuff on even web TV and everything like that. I used to start some arguments, and I know there was a couple times where you banned me for maybe like, oh, maybe 3 or 4 months and let me on. And I think it was one time I started on there when the Cincinnati Bearcats went to a, they won and went to one of those bowl games. And they
yeah,
were playing.
Against the SEC team.
They were playing, they played Florida.
Yeah.
And it was
who
was it? Brian Kelly was their coach, and
yeah.
he went to one of them other teams. This was
well,
like
he,
in,
he, I mean, he ended up at Notre Dame and now LSU.
Hey,
yeah.
Guys.
Well.
Guys, hold on 1 second, JB. I don't mean to interrupt, but I've had bronchitis all week, so I think I need to get to bed. So it was good talking to all you guys, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Good night.
Okay. Good night, Teresa.
Thanks for joining,
bye-bye.
Teresa.
All right. Go ahead, JB.
But I was trying to tell you, I thought that if Brian Kelly was coach of the Cincinnati Bearcats, I really think that they could have either beaten or beaten the spread of that football game. And you said,
yeah,
that'll never happen. You know, they play in a SEC team and they don't know what they're in for. But I really do think that it was. And they didn't. And I really do think that if Brian Kelly was their coach, that they would have beaten the spread or come close to it.
Yeah.
I don't
all
know.
Right. All right. Let me get my voice is starting to go away, Steve, but it's still hanging in there. Let me get to Austin because I haven't talked to you in so long. How are you doing, mm-hmm. buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm glad to be here.
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear you.
Yeah.
Have you heard any of the topics of the podcast?
So yeah, I mean it's unfortunate that it's with how things have been for the last few months, unfortunately, when real life kind of gets stressful for me, it's just like kind of hard for me to be online more so, and I've missed that, and I just want to thank Jim, Steve, and Melissa, like all the podcasts I've been a part of, and even ones I haven't that I've listened to, always a fantastic job, and so I just want to thank you for that. And so you guys have kind of filled me into some of the things I've missed. So I've been a part of Whispers for about 10 years or so. I don't know how
right.
long.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You want me to go post your pictures?
Yeah.
Oh man.
So, even though I don't necessarily see every bit of drama that there is, I've seen a fair amount. What I can kind of, I guess, see though is like there's so many people that it just hurts because Whispers, like there's so many different people that come in and just to see so many people they grow so close with. And then, like you said, with a couple people that you talked about tonight, and it's been multiple people that I've seen and a lot more that I don't even know that just something happens and just relationships break. And that's really unfortunate because I've learned in life that, I have a lot of mental issues myself. I have anxiety. I have depression. I'm on the spectrum. So I know what it's like to have, like, a lot of issues and to just be upset sometimes for no reason. But what I learned about life is that it's so hard to do it alone and to feel alone.
Amen.
And you really need to value the people in life who come in, and you even, like, you can meet them in such unexpected ways. Like, I met you guys because I like Survivor and Big Brother. That's how I met you all. And the fact that you have brought me so much joy, even though I haven't been present all the time, I couldn't imagine going past all these years, and especially, like, leaving it on bad terms. I think the friendships and the relationships we make in life are deeper than disagreements about TV shows or whatever problems this is. So it just hurts to see how people can just discard that, and I just wanna reach out to everyone on the line and everyone listening, who I've met in Whispers, and say thank you for being such a positive influence in my life. I couldn't imagine what my life would have been without Whispers. And so through all the negativity that has occurred, I just want to thank you for being such a positive influence in my life. So
yeah, and Austin, you know, it's always been that way. I mean, we joke about it. I mean, we make jokes about it, but it's kind of real. I mean, you know, we always joke about that me and JJ raised you in Whispers, and people look at that like, ha ha, it's a joke, but it's kind of real.
Nope.
We the three of us have always been there for each other for all these years, all the way back to when I've got pictures of you to what, like, a little cute guy you were, and I'm not going to post them, but, I mean,
yeah,
we've been there forever for each other. And, and we always will be, Austin. We'll always be there, Austin.
Mm-hmm.
That's why your opinion matters so much, is because you have been such a mainstay in the groups, and you're so highly thought of. You don't have to be there every day. You don't have to be posting every day, every week, every... I mean, you're still thought of as a huge mainstay in Whispers, because you are. So, I'm thrilled you're here tonight, and I love to hear your comments. You're such a intelligent young man, and you're going to have, you're going to have such a great career in whatever you finally decide that you want to do and really get into. I'm glad you're here, Austin.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here, Jim, and I appreciate your words.
So, now we get to my other stepson that most of the times we lock the door and we tell him to not sleep out in the hallway. Tim Gross. Tim.
Yeah.
What do you think about podcast tonight? Did I cover some hot topics?
Yeah, I would say so.
Oh,
and I did not cover any of this with you, right?
Yeah, that's also correct.
Yeah, so you didn't know it was coming. So,
no, I didn't.
Which topics really kind of hit home to you, and discuss them a little bit?
Honestly, the thing that probably hit home the most about tonight was the stuff with the team's gridiron, because, like, you know, I've been doing that for about a decade now, and I think I've probably been less involved this year than I have in the past, if I'm being honest, and that's mainly because of work. But yeah, it really does grind your gears when you're having to, like, remind people 50 million times a day. Well, not a day really, but a week. But and anyway, so yeah, that does get annoying. And I was the one that fed Steve the suggestion to just stop doing the reminders. Yeah, because when you guys were talking about that, I hopped in his box and yelled, we should just stop doing the reminders. Because if these people are going to be doing that, then why should we waste our time on them?
Okay, so you like the discussion about the games that we do in Whispers and how people...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They just kind of lag before they get their picks in.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, the games and Whispers are my favorite part of Whispers, because if it wasn't for the games, I wouldn't have connected with a lot of people that I have in the group.
Right. Okay. And Tim, you do a great job with it, and I'm glad you and Steve are working together now with it.
Yeah, me too. Steve's been such a huge help.
Yeah, I never, you know, we used Tom before, and I never wanted to use Steve before because I mean, truth be told, I rely on Steve a whole lot more for other things, so I didn't want to ask him to get involved with this, but he jumped on board, and I mean, you guys do a great job. You guys do a great job together.
Yeah. I always knew Steve would do it if asked.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but I still oversee, and I still catch a couple of mistakes every year.
Yeah, we're kind of known for those. Unfortunately, there's some things that tend to slip.
Well, we are human. We're not human. Cyborg. We're not cyborg where we can get every single thing.
Yeah, it's
correct.
Like, gosh damn, we had a great season, but shit, Jim just saw something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And heaven
like
forbid if you call Jim out if he makes a mistake.
Yeah.
If I'm not
running the game, it's not me making a mistake though.
The mistakes come from me on the spreads, and that's because on Tuesdays when I do them, I'm just so damn exhausted from being in the office all day.
It's not huge mistakes, and
yeah.
It seems like it's never a mistake that is involved in a game that people are really involved with. It's really a mistake that nobody cares about.
Yeah.
So.
Like, I know there's been times when I accidentally left the game off the spread or, like,
yeah,
got
and,
the
and plus I know,
of the minus
and picked look,
up.
And look, I, look, let's make this public right now.
Yeah.
They will come to me and they will say, Jim, I can't find a spread on Fresno State and JJ's going to get mad.
Oh, yeah, we made sure to get everyone's favorites in. I go out of my way to do that. Because I cannot tell you the number of times people have complained before about their favorite team not being in.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's one of the things we want to do. I mean, we want to include that. We want to have that. We want to have that on our games. Because it's not about you and me and Steve and which games. We've got a lot of members, and they have favorite teams. You know, and that's why I post different things than Sports Whispers. I post Eagle stuff for Tim.
Yeah.
I post Red Sox and Celtics. Patriots, I post that for Steve. But there's other teams. I mean, I post Cardinal stuff. I post Padres stuff. I post Viking stuff because Ben's in there.
I know Philly stuff gets posted too.
Yeah, I post Philly stuff for you. I post different things because I know certain members like different teams. Jen, who's about to win the thing. I mean, she's a Seminoles fan. Florida State Seminoles.
Florida State.
So I post stuff about them.
That article you posted today about the one Eagles fan, I thought that was an Onion headline at first. Legit.
All I want to say is I just made a post about, a half an hour ago on Sports Whispers, and you and Steve have to see it because Chris replied. And the reply is just going to – you are going to be floored. It is funny. That's all I want to say.
Well, I know Christopher messaged me and told me he had to get off the line, but he might be checking the group. So that's why he's not on here tonight. But he was on here. Like Steve said, he was on here, you know,
in the beginning.
Earlier, waiting to get in. And then when I was about to go to him, he said, "Dad, I'm offline now." So,
I mean, by the way, since it got brought up earlier, I will say the Traders, very good. Like, I would highly recommend it to anyone who hasn't watched.
Yeah, everybody I'm hearing from is saying that it's a good show. Watch that show. It's good.
Yeah. And I will say, Suri put on an absolute masterclass.
Jim, another thing, too, when it comes to the like you said, you know, you've been kind of 50-50 on whether or not you want to actually continue to do the Survivor pods or whether you don't. Honestly, let's face it. The decision is up to you because you own these podcasts. So
right.
I think the big thing is you have to look at. And honestly, we could kind of say that it's been this way the past couple of seasons, ever since Survivor has gone down the route that it's gone down. And like I said, you know, earlier to start off the show, that I apologize for any of the race, for going in so much into race talk on previous shows, because I know that that's one of the bullet points that was definitely thrown towards my direction, even though my name wasn't flat out stated. I know that it was more than likely me that was being referred to in that point. You also, you know, you have to look at, I mean, obviously, you know, you've had all this time off ever since the last and final Survivor pod for 43. And you honestly, you have to, you just have to look at it and think, do I really want to, you know, put my time into doing Survivor again, knowing how fierce all of a sudden the discussions have become, or would it be, or do I value spending time with my family a lot more?
Yeah.
Like you have so far. I mean,
right.
It's, I know we talked about it. We talked about it multiple times before that. Eventually, it's going to end at some point. Eventually.
Yeah.
As far as Big Brother goes, I mean, honestly, you know, for me, I know Melissa probably still wants to continue. Honestly, it really all depends. I mean, I'm not saying no, but at the same time, I'm not saying yes either.
Yeah.
Because after, literally after everything that's gone on the past, you know, the past two cycles, you know, doing Big Brother, then doing Survivor, and the way everything has unfolded, it's, you know, it's to me, it's almost kind of like, okay, do I want to go through that again? You know what I mean? It's kind of like how you are right now with Survivor.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the one person in particular that really screwed up this last season of Big Brother and the last couple of episodes of Survivor. And it's like I said before, you're going to let one bad apple spoil the whole barrel. That's just my input. I think the fans really like it. I think the fans like to listen to it. I think people like calling in and talking and just, you know, talking among themselves. And it would be a shame to take that all away because one person decided to come on court.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, honestly, if anything, I'm sure they're not going to be allowed back, but if not, then maybe we shouldn't allow them back in the future just so there's no more of the drama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, I mean, I know I am more than willing to take over Survivor pods and still do Big Brother. The only problem is I don't know the technical side.
Well, we can help you with that. It wouldn't take more than 30 minutes, and we could help you with that. And I have no problem with that. I don't have any problem with giving you those controls because I trust you. As far as Survivor Pod, the problem I deal with is having a lot of information about what's going to happen. And on our podcast, normally we do 1 hour without spoilers because of that one caller. But either we still have that or we don't. But I've got all the information. Everything for next season. I've got the medevacs. I've got merge. I've got
early people leaving. I've got final three. I've got everything. But has I want to do it. I want to do it for the fans. I know they love it. I know they love it. But then I don't want to do it because I don't want the bullshit. So, I mean, and JJ she just said, do what you want to do. It's okay with her if I do it or if I don't do it. So, that's where it stands right now. But, I mean, they would be great podcasts because I've got all the information. So I don't know, Steve. I don't know.
Well, you know, you could play it by ear. I mean, I know there was there was one point where you had decided that you weren't going to do it, and then about a week or two went by, and then you said, "Nah, screw it. Let's just do it." So, I mean, we can all. I mean, you know how fast I can whip up an advertisement. So, I mean, we could play it by ear, basically.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Another option you could do, Jim, is maybe not have a recap show every single week. You know, maybe if you know something big is coming up, you know,
yeah,
maybe.
I don't think that works. I think you have to do it weekly. Melissa, you were about to say something.
Actually, the bullshit probably won't be back. But it will seem a little bit weird without Eddie. But that's his choice. That's his choice. It's not something that you can control.
Right.
And that is something that was spoiled by the bad apple.
Yeah, but you know what the caveat is, Melissa? He may not be back, but he'll listen.
Yeah. And that's fine. Let him listen.
Yeah.
It could be that maybe after some time.
He will want the spoilers. He'll want the spoilers.
That's
what's important to him. He wants the spoilers.
Well, then maybe we don't allow him to listen.
Or you save any spoilers for the after show when he can't call in.
Yeah, but there's no way to keep someone from listening on one of the sites that we're on.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what?
We can't
be saying, "Well, I don't want him to hear the spoilers." I mean, it's like,
if you don't allow him, you're not going to
give him time. Give him time, and maybe with this surgery he has, he'll feel a lot better.
I will tell you the one thing that would get his attention. Do you want to know what that is?
Spoilers.
Kick him out of Whispers.
Oh.
Nah, you don't want to do that.
Would it, Would it get his attention?
Well, it would probably get his attention, but I mean, we can be. This is the way I look at it. He wants to be mad and unfriend you, and you know, do all this stuff. But it could be that once he's feeling a little better, he may change his mind. You know?
Yeah, and JB wants to still be big buddies with him and be friends with him
well,
and talk to
you know
him
what?
On the phone.
You know what? People have fights all the time and they make up and everything like that. I mean, it's not, you know.
But yeah, it was It was very clear how JB took up for him right away.
Well, yeah.
Well, because I
knew he was in. He wasn't what you call feeling well at the time, and I think Melissa hit on that, you know, right away. That, you know, he is going to, I think he's going to Panama for some kind of stem cell surgery. And right now, you know, he's waiting. He can't go right now because of, you know, this is what he told me anyway, you know, his heart. And he said he wasn't going to call in tonight because he didn't know how you were going to talk to him. And I said to him, I said, if you are talking on the telephone, I said, Jim is not going to be talking to you like he did, you know, online. I said, this, you know, the way he's going to talk to you is going to be totally different. And he said, well, I just don't want to, you know, I want to call in. He said, I might... you know, go to one of them sites and listen and hear, you know, what was going on. But he said, I don't want to call because my heart, you know, just a little tiny things, you know, just sets his heart off. And I said, you know, hey, I understand.
Yeah,
and
that's
all.
What I was saying. I had said that before and posted before. You got to be careful with him because of his condition, yeah. Yeah.
But
I just hope that things can be mended. I think that I can tell you're kind of sad.
Whoa.
Okay.
I think
how
things
many,
can be mended, too.
How many times on our pods have we listened to what Eddie said, and we have all said, yes, let's give him our prayers, our thoughts, because of what he said.
Yeah.
But now, he can't do that. Why?
You mean call in?
Yeah. Why can't he do that now? Why can't there be thoughts and prayers out to him tonight? Why can't we be looking at him like that tonight? Because he decided not to show up.
he didn't know how everybody was going to you know, talk or what he might hear from some people. And
well,
you know, that's just
what was wrong with confronting that and dealing with that?
I don't know.
He might, well, it might have been because he didn't want to get too excited. You know what I mean? If his heart is that bad, he didn't want to get in the thick of things.
And I think me and Melissa understand more than Jim does, I think.
No, I think Jim understands it, but
I understand what he's doing probably mm-hmm. better than you do.
Okay. Hey, if I'm Steve, wrong, then...
Yeah, Steve, what do you think about this?
He wants to take
a back seat.
Obviously, you know, Eddie probably has his reasons for not calling in tonight. I mean, obviously, you know, I've with the way that that you went after him, you know, I think there might be a bit of validity with what JB is saying, that maybe he thought that you would be very aggressive against him tonight. And it's kind of like, you know, Jim, it's kind of like, you know, when I did something wrong in the Whispers games. You know, when I did the whole Twitter thing, I was terrified of even just speaking to you because of the history, you know, that I know you have with dealing with ass clowns that do ass clownish things. And I think this could be potentially one of those situations where maybe Eddie, considering how things turned out on Facebook, is potentially terrified of how he would be spoken to over the podcast. Because I believe he's been on the call a couple of times, you know, when things have gotten heated before. So he knows exactly how you may potentially come at him.
Or he didn't know how you were going to, he didn't know what you were going to say and how you were going to say it. And that is why he said, you know, I'm not going to call in. And he said, you know, my heart just, you know, can't take it. And he's a lot older also. And really, it was Eddie that called me yesterday and told me about the podcast tonight. And I told him that, you know, I get on, I don't get on as much as I used to. I